At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Plano's City Council is planning for the future. Last night, the council approved the Envision Oak Point Plan that provides guidelines for future development in a roughly 1 square mile area near the Plano Event Center and Collin College. The measure passed by a 6-2 vote. One of the no votes came from Anthony Riccadelli.
I don't think it's beneficial for our city to forge ahead calling something a vision when it's been clear for months that we haven't achieved consensus. You know, and I agree that the battle isn't tonight. The battle will be individual zoning cases.
Some Plano residents have opposed the plan for more apartments and small lot homes. The Envision Oak Point plan began in late 2016. Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselier says he supports the development and is excited about its potential.
We built the city in a spirit of cooperation, so we don't have to battle. We don't have to battle as a community. We don't have to battle as a council.
NBC DFW reports that future development would still have to go through the planning and zoning process. The area's growing population is also impacting Collin County's court system. The Dallas Morning News reports new figures and projections presented at yesterday's Collin County Commissioners' Court meeting showed more than 23,000 new criminal and civil cases filed between May of last year and April of this year. That's about 2,100 new cases assigned among each of the 11 district judges. Their workload determines how swiftly justice is served. Case filings increased about 6% a year between 2014 and last year. And if that pace continues, the number of new cases is estimated to be more than 2,300 by spring of next year. State District Judge Andrea Thompson told commissioners they need to consider requesting new courts. High school musicians may spend the summer practicing their instrument or making music with friends, but more than a dozen just spent a week exploring another part of the music world. KERA's Bill Zeebel takes us to the audio production camp in Arlington.
On one side of the glass, UT Arlington's Jazz Camp Septet, playing a chard in the recording studio on the University of Texas at Arlington campus. On this side of the glass, 14 North Texas high school kids and one from out of state listening to the digital mono mix through a pair of professional Atom Audio S3A speakers. Micah Hayes, who runs the music industry program at UT Arlington, is head counselor for this week's audio production camp. He wants these campers to know what audio production is really like.
But also to show them what's possible. So we talked about things like film scoring, they do a little bit of live sound, they do a few other things just to introduce them to like new things that they may not have experienced before with audio.
Hayes didn't experience any of these studio techniques until college in California. After graduating, he became a recording engineer with the New World Symphony, got a composition degree, then engineered events like the Aspen Music Festival. He would have loved this production camp in high school.
I would have probably started at least experimenting on my own earlier. I didn't know about a lot of this stuff, so I didn't start experimenting until college or even after college.
Camper Brennan Youngblood likes the head start. The Garland High School bass and sax player has made recordings with his school and church bands.
One thing that's always bothered me has been bad mixes from either myself or other engineers, and I've always just wanted to improve the way the music sounds and like have the control over that.
17-year-old Kamaria Cozart from Wichita, Kansas, also plays several instruments and almost signed up for the jazz camp, but really wants to produce her own music.
One slight difference in like where you put a mic can change the whole thing. There's so many different types of mics. I'm probably not going to remember all of those, but yeah.
The trumpet, for example, works really well with the ribbon mic, which is an older type of microphone, kind of an old, you know, Bing Crosby singing into a microphone type of sound.
Camp director Hayes says there's usually a right and wrong mic for each instrument.
And it just sounds fantastic in there, but a lot of other instruments do not. They sound terrible with the ribbon mic.
Various microphone types and their uses, that was new information to Crowley High senior Zana Woodard.
Like, I'm definitely going to take that piece of information home with me so I know more when I go back to my home studio, you know, so I can get a better quality in that.
Granted, Zana says her home studio is pretty much just a corner of her bedroom. Her younger Crowley classmate, 16-year-old Sheldon Blair Jackson III, signed up for this class wanting to focus on live ensemble recordings.
When you produce with live instruments, you get that special raw sound. So I'm kind of leaning towards that.
Teaching live recording and post-production technique is Michael Johnson, one of Hayes' undergraduate students.
Since this room doesn't have a lot of natural reverb because we deadened it and we put bodies in it, so it's a little bit drier than normal, we'll work with reverb and kind of make it sound like it's in a bigger room.
After exposure to these production and final mix tips all week, Micah Hayes says campers get an honest inside look at what this world is really like.
There's a lot to know. There's a lot of technical information you have to learn. There's a lot of downtime when they sit around, and it's not as, you know, maybe romantic as some people think it might be.
That's why Hayes figures if any of these campers are as excited at the end of the week as they were at the beginning, he may see them back here in a few years. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And coming up today on the BBC News Hour, heat records are broken across the world, with more than 50 dead in wildfires in Greece and 65 dead in Japan. Also, hundreds of people are missing in Laos, where a dam has collapsed, and a talk with former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. BBC News Hour begins at 9 on KERA 90.1. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies, no excessive heat warning today. The highs should only get up to around 98, only 98. How about that? Overnight low around 78, and then tomorrow sunny with a high near 102. 81 degrees now in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth and Wichita Falls, and 79 degrees in Tyler. Time now is 8:30.